ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot.
That's my focus.
All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And welcome back to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook. Game 2 of tonight's matchup between Parkwood and Weddington. Week 5 of this season. These two teams met earlier this year, just a few weeks ago, Weddington winning big, 55-21. The Wolfpack, though, 2-3 overall, coming off a loss to Indian Land, 77-54. But this is a different Wolfpack team than we saw 2 weeks ago. Back is Greg Vinson, the senior point guard, and also Cam McKinney is back. The thing about that thing is, can he stay out of foul trouble? Because remember, two quick fouls in the first quarter, he had to sit.
Right, you know, and I thought coming into that game that McKinney could be one of the few people in the county that could match up pretty well with K.J. Younger, and he got two fouls so quick, he was out of the game, and everything went terrible for Parkwood that night, everything. I mean, 21 points for a varsity boys team.
And the thing is, quarters of play.
And the thing is, I don't even think Weddington shot the ball well at all that night, but their defense was really good, and they turned him over a lot. And I think my bold prediction tonight – is not a Parkwood win. Sorry, Wolfpack fans, but I do want to...
Marvin Girls beat Audrey Kell.
I'm not surprised about that, but 39-37,
close one, low scoring.
But, you know, I think this game will be competitive. You know, that game was not competitive. No way you could have said that. I think that Greg Vinson will make a big enough difference as far as, like, that game was all set up by all the turnovers by Parkwood early.
A lot of mid-court. He had just three dunks.
I mean, it was a horrible, horrible ball control game for Parkwood, and I think that Vinson will help that quite a bit. And if McKinney doesn't get in quick foul trouble, I think it could be a lot different game.
The Warriors come into tonight's action 6-0 and are coming off a 69-60 win over Butler last week, led by senior wing K.J. Younger, junior wing, 24.2 points, leads the county in rebounding, had 22 in that game against Parkwood. Senior guard Grant Hamilton, 19.3, which is fourth in the county, at 11 against Parkwood. And Aiden Cook, 3.7 steals, 2 assists. He had 18 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals against Butler. Played a great game for him that night.
Yeah, I actually got a text from Coach King the next day, the Butler's coach. I guess I didn't tell you about this.
No,
I don't
you
think.
Did not.
It was a really nice thing he did. I mean, we know each other fairly well from Carolina Courts.
Yep.
And he just texted and he said, man, you know, tell Aiden he shot the ball great. And, you know, we talked about some different things, and he just said that, you know, that they knew Aiden was capable of hurting him if he got hot, and he did, you know. And that's the thing you probably have to decide when you play this Weddington team. I mean, you've got to come out game planning for Younger and Hamilton, and usually Cook's the facilitator, but he is right now that third scorer. And, I mean, I think, you know, Coach Ford said to me that he wasn't a bit surprised, but I was a little surprised at 18 points in that game. But if he's going to do that to you with Younger and Hamilton, they're awful tough.
It's not that he can't do it. That's throughout his whole career coming up. He's always been the facilitator.
Right, right.
Now it's like, hey, you leave me alone, I'll drop 18.
Right.
If you want to concentrate on Younger, who, again, had 24 against Butler, I believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, Okay.
Well, and
Hamilton did okay against Butler.
And like for anybody, confidence just means so much. You know, confidence means so much. And you just saw that in Cook against that Butler team. But, yeah, you know, I think that this Weddington team, you know what you're going to get out of Younger every night. I mean, you know that he's going to be really tough on the boards. You know he's going to be really tough taking the ball to the basket. You know, if he's hitting his threes, he's nearly unstoppable. But I think that Grant Hamilton is still the key for this team right now. He scored the ball pretty well. I mean, to say he's been off in averaging 19.3 or whatever you'd said earlier. But he hasn't really shot the ball from outside the way Grant Hamilton can shoot the ball from outside. And if he starts doing that, this team's just going to be, you know, tough to contend with.
We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Parkwood Weddington boys after this. UnionCountyHoops.com. Give it a week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrick here, Ryan Cook. Starting lineups for Weddington will be Hamilton, Younger, Cook, Ellison, and Zepp.
I think probably the new lineup. As I say, the normal lineup, but before they didn't have they had Powers and they didn't have Ellison. Oh, he passed us by.
Hang on.
We got him one time in a row, Cook with the fist bump. Here he comes, here he comes, there we go, there we go, there we go. See, that's it though. It's not contagious yet. Not contagious yet. There he is, there he is, there he is. There he is. KJ got us.
It's that Hamilton kid.
Yeah, we got to talk to him.
For Parkwood, it will be Greg Vincent, Peace, Pierce Netherland, Malik Paulhill, Cam McKinney, and Brooklyn Johnson.
Yeah, this, like I say, I've never seen Vincent play before. So I'm
ever?
No, I didn't see him last year.
Okay.
I didn't. No, right. Well, you may have, but.
No, I did. I know I did.
Okay.
But, you know, there are games that I do that you're not with me all the time.
Right, right. I'm kind of a part-time type guy. You know, you can't really count
full-time
on
Skittles, part-time work.
He's a little guy, right?
Yes, he's the point guard, number one. 5'9".
Cam didn't come over and give us a fist bump.
This is Greg.
Yeah, little guy. Quick, I'm thinking.
Quick, good handle, makes good decisions.
He's going to help against that Weddington press, no doubt about that.
8 minutes are on the clock. Weddington, the road green, road blue, trimmed in green, home white, trimmed in blue for Parkwood. It'll be Younger and McKinney jumping center.
I'm going to retract the student section thing. That's not a very big student section. And Weddington
That's all
has
relative.
Pretty much none. Right? I mean.
Where is it?
I mean.
No,
yeah,
you're right.
Not really.
Marvin Ridge up at half over Roger Kell, 26-25.
Wait, something's happening.
Oh, you're off, Juan. You're off. You're off.
You're off.
You're off.
Wait,
you're,
what?
You're off. Wait, you ready, Tate?
Why is one off?
I don't know. They came out of the
didn't
break the huddle.
Did he? Was he doing something with his shoe? I don't.
Tip in the air and one by. Nobody goes out of bounds. It'll be Parkwood basketball.
Yeah, I thought KJ hit that.
Now Vincent will come in. I don't know if there's a confusion.
I think his shirt, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, already
broke
we have
the huddle.
Oh. Whoa. Off. Oh.
Got a dead ball, though.
But no time came off the clock, he's saying.
But the game was started.
But no time came
okay.
off the clock. I agree with, I mean, at coaches, right? She waved him in, but.
Just trying to get an excellent.
I mean, whatever,
to
it's one possession. But if no time came off the clock.
Hodge has got to stay out. And Vincent will come in on the next dead ball, which will be the first dead, second dead ball of the night.
Yeah, man.
All right.
This isn't what Coach Helms was hoping for.
Paul Hill will trigger it for the Wolfpack. Into the corner to Hodge. Hodge with it. Double teamed, out of bounds.
Yeah. I mean,
now Vincent will come in.
Well, I mean, in there, Paul Hill needed to step in bounds. Like Coach is saying, Paul Hill inbounded and stood there and left his man high and dry. There's nowhere to throw it.
Weddington with the basketball. Zepp to Younger, and KJ will bring it
There's
up.
There's a big size difference
right to
here.
Left.
Younger's too big for Vincent.
Up top to Ellison. Jack with it, guarded by Johnson. Hands off to Hamilton. Rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound by McKinney went up for that one.
Boy, he gets up.
Over to Vincent, quickly into the front court. Greg, right wing over to Paul Hill. Back up top to Netherland. Pierce, pull up, 15-footer. Front end, no good, gets his own rebound. Spin, and a foul on the floor, I believe.
25 blue.
Foul's going to be on Younger, his first.
And you don't want that if you're Weddington. Yeah, that's big for Parkwood. I think I'm going to McKinney if I can.
Vincent will trigger it for the Wolfpack. Into the corner to Paul Hill, up top to McKinney. Between the circles now, they swing it around left wing. Vincent in the far corner. Skip pass back up top to Paul Hill. Guarded by Hamilton. Right side over to Netherland. Back around the perimeter. Vincent a three, got it.
There's a difference maker.
Vincent.
Quickly into the Hamilton left wing. Cut off by McKinney. Skip up top to Zepp. Mason backs it up top. The Younger back to Zepp. A three for him.
Oh,
and the
man.
Foul.
Wow.
Foul's going to be on Paul Hill. You got to let him come down.
Man, that's a tough shot.
Three for Zepp and a fourth, at least chance at
possible
it.
Possible four-point play, yeah, wow. That's a tough shot. I mean,
Larry Johnson-esque.
Right, yeah.
From back in the day. Zepp up and good. Mason Zepp four, Parkwood three. Vincent and Netherland across, or Paul Hill to Netherland. Almost like a three-guard rotation with Johnson McKinley on the block.
Yeah.
McKinney, excuse me. Right wing over to Vincent. Up top to Johnson. Brooklyn with it now. Couldn't get it back. Left wing over to Netherland. Netherland with it. Back up top to Paul Hill. Guarded by Cook. High post to McKinney.
He's got to be careful. Younger
not where
careful.
He wants it, though. Vincent, left wing. Parkwood, a lot more patience they're showing than they did the first time they met. Back up top to Paul Hill on that right wing.
Great defense by the Warriors right
now. Now to Vincent, a three for Greg. Got it.
Man, talk about a difference maker.
Vincent six, Zepp four.
Right
Ellison,
back at him.
Pump fake, shot glass, yep. And good.
And they got to get back. Lazy getting back. Slow getting back. Who made that pass? You didn't see, did you?
Skip pass in front of us to Vincent. Vincent with it, left-handed dribble, going to go down the lane. Loose ball, still with it. Glass, good.
Man.
Greg Vincent has all 8 points.
Yeah.
For the Wolfpack.
Big difference when he didn't play.
They lead 8-6. Cook will bring it up right to left. 5:38 to go. We're in the first. Guarded by Netherland. Right side to Zepp, guarded by McKinney. With a screen, they'll use it. Zepp with Johnson on him. Pull up, kicks to Ellison. Jack through the lane, step back. He got McKinney up, tried to go for a bounce pass to Younger. He's got it through the lane and a foul is called. And KJ will go to the line for two.
Who's that on?
Foul's gonna be on Netherlands.
Yeah, I mean, needless to say, Vincent has come out hot, ready to play this game.
Two threes and a two. Younger at the line. 8-7 Parkwood with that one first being first. Good. Looks like Larry loves the student sections over there.
Oh, yeah. Is he over there talking to him?
Yes.
He's from the old school. I'm a little surprised he does that.
Up and good on that one.
I thought old school you usually ignored everybody.
Yes.
New school you want to talk to everybody.
Najee.
I like the call to get KJ out here, especially on a dead ball defense.
Timeout Parkwood with 5:18 to go here. They're saying Najee's. We got to make sure the string is tucked in now, too.
Got to make sure. Safety.
Timeout on the court. 8-8 tie ball game. 5:18 to go here. Parkwood, Weddington. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aver, Brian Cook. Brian's got to check his texts, you know, see if. So you know, I mean, we've known each other for 15, almost 20 years. How good is Indiana this year? Because Kansas, you know, they're good, but nowadays college basketball, if you're number one for a week, good for you.
Right. It's like everybody loses.
Nobody
right?
cares.
Indiana's
Kansas
not
is two
very
at
good.
The time.
Indiana's not very good. I mean, they're 7-2, and the two teams they've lost to are good teams, but they got destroyed by them both, UConn and whoever they just played. Well, Auburn. Auburn's okay. Not that great. I mean, they're good. Nah, Kansas will probably win even at the Hall.
Netherland with it up top to Vincent. Vincent with it now between the circles, guarded by Cook.
Little
right
one,
side over to Paul Hill.
1-1-3 zone here.
Left wing back to Vincent. McKinney. Baseline cut off. Loose ball. Vincent's got it back for Parkwood and they'll reset.
He is quick.
Left side into the corner to Brooklyn Johnson. He'll go. Oh. Stolen away by Cook.
Nice steal.
Cook up to Hamilton. Grant wants to put it down and he does.
He thought about
slowly
he thought about
with the finger
it.
Roll. He went up like he was going to cup it. 10-8. Weddington back up on top.
Oh, almost got him there.
Netherland. Back to Paul Hill. Back to Netherland. Near side to Vincent. Into the corner to McKinney. Rise. Fire. Three. Short. Rebound. Loose ball right in front of us. Najee at
it.
Vince. Oh, he stepped on the sideline, I thought.
Good call, but I love that effort. That's what
I
thought.
Good effort. That's a good call,
that's
too.
It is a good call, but that's why I love coaching Cam. I mean, he's diving on that floor. I mean, that's effort. He has a motor.
Cook out Hamilton. I believe it's Hamilton out. No, Zepp came out. Younger, yeah. Najee Powers in for the first time tonight. No, Zepp is in. I'm sorry, he's in front of the bench. Grant into the backcourt, and Hamilton will bring
it
across.
They're going to try to post Younger up, surely.
Hamilton with it, right side to Zepp. Now to Powers, on the block to Younger. KJ turn, blocked by McKinney, off of Younger, no, off of McKinney. It'll stay Weddington ball.
That was good help, good help.
No, he changed the call. The referee changed the call. It'll be Weddington or Parkwood ball.
That was strange.
I didn't see anybody over try to come over and try to help him with the call.
I don't know.
Parkwood with it down two, 10-8. Paul Hill into the middle to Netherland. Drive, hang, teardrop, glass, and good. The Euro step is good, and another tie ball game. And an offensive foul is called on Younger.
That's a huge call. That's a huge call. That's his second.
25
blue.
25 blue. Offensive foul.
His
second, team second.
Vaughn.
Vaughn, right. I remember him.
Quinn Vaughn, the freshman.
He was not on the JV bench today. He was last week, and I remember seeing that when he came in for Butler.
So he's got free. He can play.
Yes,
as much.
Sir.
Okay.
Netherland with it up top. Right wing over to Paul Hill. On the block, McKinney triple teamed. Shot window. No good. Put back by Johnson. No. Rebound by Vaughn. The freshman will push. Into the front court. Right side to Hamilton. Grant, rise, fire, three. Long. Rebound by McKinney. McKinney gets it up to Vincent. Greg, pull up from 15. Got it. I like his mid-range game.
I'm telling you. 10 points for Vincent already.
12 of the 10. Parkwood with the lead. Left wing over to Najee. Kick to Powers. Back up top to Zepp. Mason drive, pull up. Another mid-range game I like. That one is good. And Coach Ellington wants a timeout. With 3:11 to go here in the first. Tie ball game, 12-12. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Hook.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, Parkwood's definitely getting what they want. I mean, this is a totally – they already had 12 points. They had 21 the whole
game.
Last game.
Yes.
But I think it's interesting having Cook and Younger out together. They almost never do that. I know they're trying to get Cook some rest because they weren't doing that before, and here he comes. So we'll see.
Vincent left wing, fouled by Vaughn.
Wow, I don't know. I didn't really see much.
And I think Cook is coming in to replace Vaughn with or without that foul. Vaughn out, Cook back in. 2:59 to go here, tie ball game. And Coach Ellington had some choice words for his team's effort.
He did.
In the first quarter.
Told them if they weren't going to get after, they were going to come off the floor.
They want the game
and
more.
There they are.
Stolen away. Cook with it. Up to Ellison. Jack on the block. Back to Zepp. A three for Mason is no good. Rebound by Powers. Back to Ellison. Jack with it. Skip pass. Cross to Zepp. On the block to Najee. Skip to Powers. Back up top to Cook. Aiden lost it. Now tipped away. Najee's got it for the Warriors. Now to Ellison. Doesn't take the three into the corner. Back to Cook. 2:34 to go here. Good defensive effort by the Rebel or by the Wolfpack. I did it again. Cook with it. Skip pass to Zepp. Cross court. Three on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound by Najee. Back to Zepp. Mason, pull up. Kick into the corner to Powers. Now to Cook. Good rotation by Parkwood. Zepp, spin, kick, Ellison. Steps in a long two. Short. Rebound by Najee. And he's fouled by Netherland.
And they've been waiting for a contribution like this from Jaden Najee. He's a good athlete.
It's just amazing how some coaches let them all the way out, like
yeah,
against the Butler.
To me, when you're coaching your team, and he wasn't that far out, and he's coaching his team.
Najee on the block. Blocked by McKinney.
I think he walked, but wow.
Over to Vincent. Vincent up top with it. Right side to Netherland. Back to Vincent. Left side over to Paul Hill. Paul Hill with it, now to Netherland between the circles. 1:50 to go in the first, tie ball game, 12 all. Vincent with it, now guarded by Zepp, right wing. May have gotten away with one right there, lost his dribble. Into the backcourt, stolen away, Cook's got it, Aiden up, off the glass and good.
Yep, he was a spark there, he was quick.
Mason, give me one more possession. Oh,
A minute 30 to go here. Warriors up 14-12. Gets that hustle from his mom. I know, not his father.
That's right. No Ball doubt Hill about it.
Left it. Almost lost it over to Johnson. Now into the corner to Netherland. Now to Johnson around the ring. McKinney up top. Cook on him.
A little size mismatch.
But not where McKinney wants the ball. He's
right,
not an outside
right,
shooter.
Right. He didn't want to dribble against Cook.
No. Paul Hill with it. Around that perimeter for Parkwood. Vincent, another three. Got it.
Jeez.
Greg Vincent.
13 points.
13 of the 15. Jeez. Ellison to Zepp. Back to Ellison. Under a minute to go in the first. 15-14 Parkwood. Nothing like the first game these two teams met.
No.
Skip pass to Zepp. Zepp going to drive. Kick to Ellison. 42 seconds to go. Paul Hill goes for the fake. Ellison, the put back up and good.
Yeah, that's a nice move.
A confidence builder for Jack.
That's a nice move.
Chance Williams, the coach at Parkwood, does one shot. Down to 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, you're really happy with this situation if you're the Wolfpack.
Left side to Johnson. Into the corner. Back to Johnson up top. Now to Vincent. Right wing over to Paul Hill. 17. Paul Hill drive, and he's fouled. I think it'll be on Ellison.
Not a bad foul. I think it was Zepp, is it not? 10.
It'll be on Zepp, you are correct.
That is his first. And it's not a bad foul because he's still not shooting.
Vincent will trigger it. 17 seconds to go. Parkwood up 16-15. Talking about Zepp's shorts underneath his shorts.
Is that what they're talking about?
He does have a pair of white. They're on his right thigh.
Man, I would not point that out as a coach. This is not something I'd be focused on.
Stolen away
nice
by Cook.
Play.
Gets it to Ellison. Jack going to drive. Hang. And a blocking foul is called. Bucket
Andy
is
counted
good.
It. That might
Andy
be
counted it for Larry Legend.
Well, that's a big quarter for Jack Ellison right now.
Foul's going to be on Netherland, his second or third? Third.
It is his third.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Big, big foul there. It's still not taking him out. I mean, I know there's only 13 seconds.
They don't got
seconds,
a lot of depth either, though.
Well, 13.
The guard position.
Yeah, there you go.
Hodge, who started the game because of a wardrobe malfunction, as Coach Cook would like to call it. Ellison up front end, no good. Rebound by Najee. The Warriors have it. 10 seconds to go. On the block to Hamilton. Grant, kick into the corner. Now up to Cook, down to 5 seconds to go. Ellison does, he got to take something. Hamilton up and good.
Nice play.
And that'll do it at the end of one quarter of play. Weddington 20, Parkwood 15. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You can't touch this.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Averick, Ryan Cook. Powers, Ellison, Najee, Cook, Hamilton.
Well, I was going to say, do you think they were maybe, I think they were talking about blood maybe with Zepp, because the trainer came over and gave him something, I don't know.
He did, but he did say, I did hear the coach say white shorts.
Okay.
And Zepp's got like those underarm
uh-oh,
things.
He's in trouble.
Into the backcourt, stolen by Cook. Cook to Ellison, back to Cook. A three for Aiden. No good, rebound by Powers. Gets it over to Hamilton. Grant, pull up, kick into the corner to Powers. Now to Cook. Aiden. McKinney on him and steals it away. Cam with it. Gets it to Vincent in front of us. Second quarter underway here. Warriors up 5, 20-15.
Yeah, and you got Weddington's big scorer, Younger, on the bench with two fouls.
Back up top, shot on the way, no good. Rebound off of Weddington, it'll stay. Parkwood basketball.
At that quarter break, you really heard the whole Weddington bench, coaches and players, really getting up for Jaden Najee, saying he played a great quarter there with rebounds and hustle plays.
Vincent will trigger it. Wolfpack with it into the corner to Paul Hill. Double team, skip up top. Hodge, a three, no good. Rebound, Powers and McKinney. Najee's got it. McKinney's the only one doing any boarding for the Rebel or for Parkwood. Hamilton, pump fake. Lost his dribble, now to Najee. Goes baseline. Cut through his Cook, up glass, good.
Good cut, that was. And a nice find by Najee as well.
22-15, Weddington. Vincent with 13 of the 15.
Yeah, Zepp's still having trouble getting the bleeding stopped. I think it's his nose.
Johnson, see the whites? That may be where you've seen the blood, I don't know. Maybe. On the block, trying to get it to McKinney, back up top to Johnson, left wing to Hodge. Now they get it to McKinney on the block. Cam up short, rebound over the back, which they don't really call those words anymore.
No, you don't. But
it's just a push.
But see, that's still only the first on McKinney, and you're in the second quarter, minute and a half in. That's a huge difference. Last time he already had two in the first 2 minutes.
Zepp back in, Najee out.
And you have a similar situation with the other way, though, now with Younger on the bench with two fouls. So
22-15, 6:24 to go.
Looks
here.
Like they're going zone here, maybe.
Jay Parkwood Christian will check in on the next dead ball for Parkwood.
Parkwood spread out 2-3.
Cook with it up top, right side over to Ellison. High post to Zepp, back to Cook, a three, no, won't go down, rebound by McKinney. Wolfpack have it, up to Paul Hill, now to Vincent. Vincent, right wing, and the foul's gonna be on Cook.
Yeah, he seems surprised, but I think he impeded the dribbler there. He impeded the dribbler there.
Christian in. Christensen in. Vincent will trigger it into the corner. Paul Hill. Skip up top to Christensen. Now to Paul Hill. Good D by Cook. Stops him. Now they reset. Left side. Christensen now to Vincent. Greg with it. Now up top. 5:50 to go here in the first half. Left side to Vincent.
Patient offense. That's good.
Vincent. McKinney. Into the corner. Now to Hodge. Around that perimeter, right wing over to Paul Hill. Through the lane, lost it, put back by McKinney, is up and good.
Opportunistic there.
22-17. Cook with it up top between the circles. Left side to Hamilton. Grant.
Parkwood sticking in that zone.
Zepp with it. Hamilton, rise, fire, three. Got
That's
it.
That's what they need. That's exactly what they need right
That'll
now. They got to get Hamilton going right now. Now Grant's got to start knocking shots down.
25-17 with 5 minutes to go.
That'll change the game in a hurry.
Hodge into the corner, up top. Vincent with it. Stolen away by Hamilton. Hamilton, a one-on-one with Christensen. Euro step, glass. Too strong, kept alive. Hodge has it. Parkwood wants to push. Vincent now slows it across the timeline.
The way Hamilton finishes, I can't believe he missed it. I mean, that's a beautiful move.
Hodge, rise, fire, three, got it!
Wilson, Hodge!
Fighting right back, right when Weddington looked like they were starting to kind of take control.
Had an 8-point lead with some momentum. Leads back to five with 4:20 to go. Zepp dribbles out top. Now to Ellison. Cook with it, right wing. Hamilton with it. Dribbles out top. Back to Cook into the corner. Hodge on him. Now Vincent will pick him up. Cook gonna drive, kick. Zepp, Ellison, a three. Short, rebound, loose ball, goes out of bounds. It'll be Parkwood ball. Najee in.
Yeah, they're gonna try KJ.
Younger gonna come in.
My only criticism there is I don't think I do it on dead ball defense here. You know, I think I would wait until dead ball offense and just one more possession to not have him play the odds at fouling down here.
Vincent will trigger it and bring it up himself with 3:50 to go. Lost his dribble, right side to Christensen. Back up top. Trayshawn Staten in with the basketball right now and ring right wing. Christensen with it. Loose ball, McKinney, Hamilton, and a foul is going to be on Hamilton, I believe.
Hamilton's first, and Coach Ellington is not happy. I'm going to watch this. A little bit of water right here, yeah.
I like Coach Ford's shoes.
I knew you were going to say that. I almost said it for you. He's got a little bit of an attitude. What in the world? What? Is it like a secret?
We're talking about, he's got a scratch on his neck, I noticed. It's not
blood. On his uniform, I guess. Let's say secrets are no fun unless they are for everyone. Right?
Hang on.
Come on. Checking back in.
White.
Portland Johnson.
So Johnson in.
You good? All right, cool. You check that? Yes, I'm on. Yes, I'm on. You want?
This is odd. Nearly awkward, almost.
Almost. Into the backcourt to Vincent. Double team. Vincent going backwards looking for help.
Uh-oh, he might be in trouble.
And yeah. A timeout is called by Coach Williams. 30-second timeout. With 3:31 to go, we'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. You think a little awkward?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it.
Yeah, he was like he was telling a little secret over there. I guess the secret ended up. I guess the secret ended up that he had equipment malfunction again, or uniform, like blood. You think? I don't know. Are you speechless?
I'm confused on.
I don't know.
Don't you have to? Wouldn't you have to announce that to the table?
I don't know. It seemed like he was telling him a secret over there.
Right,
like,
he took him all the way down there, told Najee to stay.
Said, come here. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
And out of bounds on the inbound. It'll stay Parkwood ball.
Checking back in for the whole pack.
Paul Hill back in. Ball. He's going to replace Staten.
Knocked out of bounds by the Warriors. Possession stays with the Wolfpack.
I don't see anybody with Hodge in his jersey. Pressure here by the Warriors. Vincent. Getting it to McKinney, off of Zepp, out of bounds. It will stay Parkwood basketball. Vincent will trigger it. A screen to Paul Hill into the corner. They get it to McKinney at the elbow. Cam underneath.
Nice
Johnson
pass.
Up and good.
That's a nice pass.
He just kind of floated in there and
yeah.
Dropped it off. 25-22. Najee. Double dribble. Oh, what do we got? We got a foul.
Foul before.
Foul's going to be on. That's Paul Hill.
Paul Hill, his second.
Yes, sir.
As you said, it's not a very deep Parkwood team. You can't really afford another foul trouble situation.
Going to go up top, and he crossed the end line. Turnover, Parkwood ball.
What was the violation? He stepped on it?
He stepped on the end line as he came across with the pass.
Yeah, you can't have those kind of mistakes. Right now, Parkwood feeling good, only down three, having Younger with two fouls. He has to be careful.
Call in sick tomorrow. Christensen right wing, up top to Johnson. Now to Vincent, it's Cook on him.
No help.
Drive, hang, and a foul is going to be on Cook.
That's going to be his second.
Foul number five, Aiden Cook.
Is that shooting?
Yes, and the cook, the boy, asked, how is that a shot?
Yeah.
And they keep saying something about Zepp's white shorts underneath his shorts.
Is that what it is?
Yes. He just told Zepp to hide them.
Weird.
Up and good for Vincent.
That point of emphasis makes no sense to me. Like, and again, there's no way as the other coach that I would, like,
point it out?
Yeah, I just wouldn't be like, wait. I can just see a little bit of his wrong colored shorts.
Up and good for Vincent on that one. 25-24 Warriors lead with 2:50 to go here in the first half. Younger back in across the timeline with a pass to Hamilton. Grant with it, guarded by Johnson. He'll go by you if you let him. Almost stolen away into the corner to Younger. A three for KJ, no good, but he's fouled.
Yeah, that's not a foul you want.
On Christensen.
Foul number 23, Jay Christensen. We'll send Younger to the line for three shots.
And KJ at the line with 2:35 to go. Up and good.
And they've really held him down. That's 3 points tonight for KJ. averaging 24.1. Wow.
Second one up, and that one's good.
And make that four.
27-24 with 2:35 to go in the third coming here, as Powers will come in if the free throw was good.
I think they're talking a little offense for defense.
Up and good.
Over here, which you know I'm a big fan of. So KJ is coming out here, Powers going in. I'm assuming KJ is going to come in on offense from what I heard. I don't know if they're going to do that with Aiden as well.
Paul Hill across the timeline for the Wolfpack, left to right. Hamilton on him. Up top to Johnson. Left wing over to Christensen. Back to Johnson. McKinney and Powers battling.
They are.
Down the lane, up, reverse layup, no good. McKinney gets it to Christensen. Long rebound by Hamilton. Grant wants to push. Hamilton across the timeline. Through the legs, pull up. A three, no good. Rebound kept alive by Powers. Back to Hamilton, now to Ellison. Jack is called for steps.
Travel call, Wolfpack basketball.
I mean, right now, Parkwood's played eight.
Yeah.
If you count Hodge, Christensen, and Staten,
yeah,
they've played eight. Right side over to Christensen. Up top, they get to Johnson. Left side, Paul Hill. Now they hand it off to Vincent, who's been quiet the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, he has.
Back to McKinney. Rise, fire, three for Cam. Got it.
Yeah, he can hit that.
Cam McKinney.
Not going to hit a bunch of them. Not going to be super consistent, but he has a pretty good shot.
28-27 Weddington. A minute 30 to go in the half. Ellison, pull up. Long two, no good. Rebound by Vincent. Greg wants to push into the front court. Pull up, a long three, got it!
Oh, man.
Back-to-back threes, and Parkwood is back up on top, 30-28.
I got 18 for Vincent.
Parkwood record, I believe, is 38 by Donovan Monroe, the school's all-time leading scorer. Hamilton, yeah, baseline, fouled, and he'll go to Earnham with just under a minute to play. Foul's going to be on Brooklyn Johnson.
It's his first.
Send Hamilton to the line to shoot two free throws.
Hamilton up and good.
First free throw is good.
His shoe ripped.
Hamilton, well, we're having lots of wardrobe problems, aren't we?
Up and good for Grant on that one.
I got nine for Grant.
55 seconds to go. Paul Hill across the timeline. Right side over to Christensen. Now up top, Paul Hill gets it back. Drive, and he sold that one. I'll give him.
That's
head flail black.
That's
going to be on Hamilton.
So you got two on Hamilton, two on Younger, two on Cook. I mean, arguably what's been the three most valuable players for the Warriors.
Side out, Vincent will trigger with 46.3 seconds to go. Tie ball game, 30 apiece. Into the corner to McKinney, he's double teamed. Back up top to Vincent. Now to Paul Hill. High post to McKinney. Powers face up, turn, hang. Shot, got it.
Tough.
Mark Wood back up on top, 32-30.
7 points and five rebounds for Cam McKinney.
24 seconds to go. Loose ball. Vincent's got it for Parkwood. Drive, glass, got it. 34-30, Wolfpack lead. Ellison, tipped from behind, out of bounds, off of Johnson. It'll stay Weddington ball.
Whoa.
With 9.5 seconds to go.
One of the players is off the bench yelling to the official, I think.
And was told to sit down by the coach. Basketball. Zepp will trigger with 9.5 seconds to go. Up top, Hamilton guarded by Vincent. 7-6, Grant looks for help, lost his dribble. Now to Ellison, sees the clock. Hamilton, rise, fire, three, got it! And it cuts the lead to one. Parkwood leads, headed to the break, 34-33. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook. We're at halftime. Parkwood and Weddington with the Wolfpack up 34-33.
Yeah, you know, I can't take too much credit because all I said was that it would be a closer game. Because
the last time, Parkwood scored 21.
Right.
55-21.
Greg Vinson's made a way bigger impact than even I would have thought. You know, I mean, I thought he would, but, I mean, he has 20 at halftime. So, Vinson with 20, and the next leading scorer is McKinney with 7. McKinney has been a spark, though. He has 5 rebounds.
And some good hustle plays.
Yeah, a couple blocks, steal, you know, that kind of thing. Netherland had foul trouble with 2. Hodge has 3, and Johnson has 2. For the Warriors, Grant Hamilton come to life a little bit, and you know, he's got 12 with a couple threes that helped him out there. They really need to keep him going. Younger was on the bench a lot with foul trouble, only 5 points. I mean, you know, he's been nothing but consistent all year long. So we'll see what he brings in the second half. Cook with 4, Ellison with 6, and Zepp with 6. So. Yeah, Coach Ellington's getting almost infamous for his halftime and them coming in like right at the horn pretty much. And I don't blame him here. I mean, he can't be very happy with this performance. But, you know, it was an excellent single-player performance from Vincent, you know.
Clock is dwindling down. The 8 minutes will be put on there. It'll be Hodge starting the second half. He got a cut on his neck, too. Maybe that's where the blood came from. Has he changed jerseys?
Oh, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
He
okay, just doing a little.
He wanted to tell his teammates goodbye the last possible minute.
Vinson will start the second half. Younger, Cook, Hamilton, Ellison, Zepp.
We'll see. I think the key here, I mean, are pretty obvious things. Like the stars to do their stuff. Like, is Vinson going to have a first half anywhere close to that second half like the first half? And what are Hamilton and Younger going to do this half?
Hamilton's going to go right to work down the lane, up
Boy,
and good.
He looked like he was on a mission there.
Right,
didn't he?
At McKinney.
He wasn't afraid. That's one of the better shot blockers he's going to see all year long, and he went at him like he was nothing.
35-34, Warriors back up on top. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, second half underway.
So they're going with the bigger Zepp on Vinson. A lot of quickness there, though.
Left side to Netherland. McKinney on the block. They get it to him. He'll turn, spot up. Now he gives it over to Netherland. The little floater through the lane, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll stay. Parkwood ball.
Deflected off the Warriors. Possession stays with the Wolfpack.
Vinson will trigger it. Younger impeding his vision. And that's what he did. Good job. Stolen away by Cook. And gets knocked from behind, but a foul was called, I believe. Hit the...
It's always hard sometimes to
scorebook say. Scorebook girl down here to our left.
It's hard to say sometimes if you agree with this on who gets a steal in that situation. But I've got Cook with 5 steals. Now, he could have more like 3.
Well, I didn't know if you knew this, but you're his dad.
I am. So maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm wrong. But I got him with 5 steals.
Younger with the bucket is good.
And, again, like I said, the stars and Younger and Hamilton both come out with a mission to score.
Netherland with it up top. Backups off. Raw. That's Paul Hill with it. Now to Vinson.
There's the hot hand.
Vinson, rise, fire, 3. Got it!
My
Another goodness. One! Sometimes Holy. A kid's just on fire.
I was going to say, if he's going to have a night like that, anything could happen here.
Hamilton, guarded by Paul Hill. Lost his dribble. Now to Ellison, left wing. Ellison up top to Cook. Cook with it right side to Zepp. Stolen away by McKinney. McKinney's got a 2-on-3. Cam, going to slow it up, gets it up top to Paul Hill. Reset the offense with a tie ball game, 37 all. Paul Hill, bounce pass, McKinney on the block. Loose ball, McKinney up and good.
Nine
on the night,
yes,
for
sir.
Cam. Hamilton with it, right wing. On the block, Cook, no one's there. Cook up and no good. Missed it, Younger went high for it, lost it out of bounds. It'll be, I heard a slap.
Yep.
No call by any of the officials. It'll be Parkwood ball.
And I don't know how it'd be Parkwood ball either. I thought it was off Parkwood, if not a foul. Either way. Wow, that was a rough, rough call.
I mean, I heard the slap. You heard the slap.
Yeah. They need Cook to hit that little jumper right there. I think he's surprised at how open he was.
39-37, Wolfpack lead. 6:03 to go here in the third. Vinson with it. They switch. He'll drive. Hang.
Yeah,
hit from behind by Zepp, and it's a foul.
Yep. And that's Zepp's second. He's just a really tough matchup for this Weddington team. I think from
he's got a good left hand through the legs. He gets to the rack pretty quick.
I like the call not having Cook on him because Cook had two fouls, but I think now I probably would.
Vincent all the way out top. Stolen by Hamilton. Up to Ellison. Up. And good.
Man,
McKinney gave a run for it.
Yeah, he wasn't giving up there, was he?
Timeout called by Parkwood. Full timeout. And a tie ball game. 39 all. 5:47 to go in the third. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Well, I would like to say that, you know, you asked me behind the scenes, you know, what do you think about the second matchup with Weddington and Parkwood? And I said,
well, putting the schedule together, yeah, I was kind of like, I don't want to go look.
Yeah.
When the season starts, you don't know how these teams are going to be.
Right.
You think you know.
Yeah.
And then when we did the first Parkwood game, they didn't have McKinney. They didn't have Vincent.
I mean, they had McKinney.
He did not start.
Didn't play
a lot.
He didn't play a lot.
He got quick two fouls. And I know he missed a couple games before that.
I think he was still rusty.
I think
he was in foul trouble. So, yeah.
And I try to be fair to all the teams. There's 11 county teams that we cover.
Yeah.
To spread over three conferences
between
1A and 4A.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm going to do Parkwood, I want to do them playing Weddington or Marvin or Forest Hills or somebody.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, and I try to get them done early.
Well, I think
that thing was like, well, I don't know. Well, let's give it a try.
Well, we knew that Parkwood had a really good season last year. We knew that Vincent and McKinney would be two of the better players in the county, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, I thought it would be a good team. And that first game was just a you know, washout. I don't know.
Tie ball game here with 5:40 to go in the third. Vincent across the timeline to Johnson with it. Up top to Netherland. Netherland lost his dribble. Now to Paul Hill. Into the corner. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Ellison.
Good box out.
Ellison up to Cook. Cook with it. Hamilton a three. Got it.
There they go. That's the key. If he gets going, things get super easy.
15 on the night for Grant.
Yeah, his threes start adding up quick.
Right side to Vincent. Vincent splits the defender. Stolen away by Hamilton. Hamilton
skips
it and misses. Long arms by Grant and big hands to get that ball.
I thought that was a foul for sure.
Younger, Cook into the backcourt almost. Aiden saves it. Back to Ellison. Now to Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
Another three. Short. No good. Rebound by Johnson. And a push. No call. They get it to Vincent. Vincent with it. He'll push in the front court. 42-39 Warriors. High post. Stolen away. Back by Vincent. Loose ball on the ground. Vincent's got it. And...
yeah.
I don't think anybody from Weddington had it enough.
I don't
to call
think that was
ball.
Ever a jump ball, but also Matt, I forgot Hamilton scored that. Okay, there. Now I kind of agree with that because I don't know that anyone. I think that's probably the right call.
Because so Paul Hill called it,
which I think
he said white 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good call because, like you said, I don't know Weddington even really had possession of it.
I don't think they did enough for a referee to make that call.
And I think Parkwood did, so if he's calling timeout, I think that's probably a good call. But Hamilton now with 17, so.
Audrey Kell beats Marvin Ridge Boys 62-54.
Now, what that means to me will mean a lot when I find out whether Delani Hammonds played for Audrey Kell because he hadn't played the last few games, and he's really a tough, tough player. So, I mean – If he played, then that result doesn't surprise me a lot. If he didn't play, then that
Coach
says Kraft
doing
to me.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
42-39, 4:41 to go in the third.
Wait. How did they get the timeout and it's Weddington ball? I'm confused.
If Parkwood called time, that Zepp was trying to sneak in there,
good try.
Legend Larry Legend is not a
he
legend for no reason.
For he wasn't going
he
for
knows
it.
The rules. Johnson will trigger it for Parkwood all the way. No, we'll go into the front court. And they get it to Vincent, who gets it to Netherland and got lucky on that one.
Yeah, I don't know how they didn't come up with that one, Weddington.
Left side to Netherland. Skip up top to Johnson. Right side to Vincent. 4:22 to go in the third.
Good job, Mosey.
Left side. Two guys down on McKinney and a foul. It'll be, I believe, on Najee.
Yeah, that was interesting. The way that whole thing was. Yeah, they were. Parkwood was complaining that whole possession.
Vincent will trigger it. Up top, Paul Hill. Coach Ford, got to be careful. Yeah. Assistants talk.
Oh, my.
And a foul will be on Najee again.
Man, I don't know about that. That's rough. That is rough.
I love him for the swim move.
Wow.
He's being the aggressor. Let him play.
Vincent will trigger it. All the way out top to Paul Hill. Paul Hill, drive, kick. Netherland, a three. No good. Rebound by Cook. Aiden wants to push. Right side to Younger. KJ down the lane. And a blocking call is.
Yeah.
Is that on Johnson? No, that's on Paul Hill.
That should be shooting, I think.
Foul number 10, Malik Paul Hill.
His third.
Out of bounds.
That's not a. It's not shooting. No? You didn't think so? Oh.
He made no effort to get the ball to the basket. I didn't see him even put the shot up.
Oh, he did. He did.
On the floor, they don't just go to re.
What's the problem? Oh, now we got.
I think they're sweeper.
Yeah.
Mopping it up. 4 minutes exactly to go here in the third. 42-39 Warriors. Zepp will trigger it.
I feel like this
and
can
Coach
be.
And Coach Ellington and the one referee are continue to have a conversation, we'll say.
I feel like this could be a big possession. You know, if you get a score here and go up at least two possessions, maybe you start.
Up top to Hamilton. Back to Zepp. A three from Mason. In and out, no good. Rebound by Johnson. Stolen away by Najee. Hamilton, a three. Got it.
Hamilton stepping back up tonight. This is
45-39.
Like I say, that's a big possession. Now it's a big possession here to answer. You got to get two at least.
Oh, Vincent lost it on the way up.
Good defensive play by Cook.
Underneath, McKinney up and good.
I thought he was going to dunk that for sure.
45-41. Cook with it. Right wing. Back to, keeps it himself.
Oh,
stolen
it
away
right
by McKinney. Cam up glass, good.
Do it right.
45-43. Now to Cook.
And just like that.
Cook to Hamilton. A three. Got it.
Oh, boy, he's feeling it now.
Timeout, Weddington. 3:10 to go here in the third. 48-43. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
That's Ryan Cook.
Oh, whoa. So
UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, 3:10 to go here.
And I'll tell you what. So, I mean, I said it before and it's happening now. I mean, when Grant Hamilton starts doing this, this team is going to be impossible to beat. And, like, the threes just I mean, it adds up quick. He's got 23 now. So he has 11
in this quarter. Averages 19.3.
He has 11 in this quarter, and there's still 3 minutes left in this quarter. And that makes all the difference. I mean,
leads only five, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They've been Parkwood's been absorbing them.
Yeah.
And answering when they need to.
Yeah.
Paul Hill with it up top. They swing it around to Hodge, who just checks in. Hodge hitting the backcourt. Younger's got it. Drive, hang, shot. No, but he's fouled.
Goodness.
And KJ will go to the line for two.
And I will say this. That's his fourth. That's when Netherlands fourth. I will say this for Weddington. Nothing is just kind of gone for them. You know, like that one could have easily fallen. You've had, I think Zepp had a three that was like in and out.
Yeah.
I think Cook had one that was kind of that way. You know, I think it's happened a lot tonight.
Younger up and no good.
And that's his first miss at the line.
So we've got two listeners tonight, my dog and
nice.
Your dad, because my mom is out and about.
Well, at least two people. So, hey, Dad, and woof. You know, I mean.
Younger, the second one. That one is good.
So he's got 6 points on 6 of 7 from the line.
6-point lead for the Warriors. 2:50 to go in the third. Paul Hill lost his dribble. Up top to Vincent. Vincent with Cook on him. Drive, spin, lost his dribble up top to Hodge. Now to Paul Hill. Not good passes Park was making right now where they want the ball. Paul Hill, drive, hang.
Oh,
blocked
nice
by Hamilton,
oh,
but a foul
goodness.
Was called.
Holy moly. I don't know where that came from. I don't think there's any way he fouled. Oh, man. That's Hamilton's third. Whew.
Paul Hill at the line with 2:31 to go. Paul Hill up, no good. My mom does apologize, though.
yeah, so Netherlands on the bench with four fouls and Paul Hill with three. Now Hamilton with three for Weddington as far as foul trouble goes.
2:31 to go here in the third. The second one up for Paul Hill is good.
Need a stop right here if you're Parkwood. Need a stop.
49-44, right side to Hamilton. Up top to Najee. Jump stop, Cook, and no, we're going to call walking.
I thought he kind of walked before. I didn't even see that one.
I agree with you there. I thought he walked before.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, good call on defense right here, get Grant out.
Zep back in.
With three fouls in a close game in the third here, I'd probably put him in if they get a dead ball offense, but I like this right here.
2:20 to go in the third, 49-44 Warriors. Left side over to Paul Hill. With a dribble, Zep on him, lost it. Gets it to Hodge, and they throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, that's a good defensive possession for the Warriors right there. Yep, here's offensive defense. I like this a lot.
Johnson back in for Parkwood, Hamilton back in for Weddington.
If there's anything that I like as much as I complain about, I like the offense for defense and not that timeout on the made baskets, right?
Yes. Younger across the timeline, gives off to Hamilton, now to Cook up top. Aiden with it between the circles. Christensen off on him. Najee with it. Najee going to go down the lane. He kept that pivot foot, good for him. Hamilton another three, no good. Rebound by Vincent. Greg wants to push with a minute 42 to go. Vincent down the lane, the pull up. Long, rebound Younger. Younger wants to push. Shot up and good on the double clutch.
Coast to coast.
51-44 with a minute 28 to go. Parkwood's got to answer here before it gets a little.
Yep.
That's 7 points. I mean,
yep. You don't
they look a little winded too.
Yep, you're right.
Left side to Johnson, now to Paul Hill. They're doubling. Hamilton's is shading down to McKinney.
I think McKinney's getting a little tired.
They get it to McKinney on the block. Turn, up, shot, short, Najee. No call,
yeah,
McKinney
can't complain,
wanted it.
Young man, you got to get back.
Cook with it, left side to Hamilton. Now to Younger baseline. Shot good.
Good body control.
You under a minute to go.
You see that McKinney trying to set up for the charge, and Younger just pulled up.
53-44.
Yeah, 9-point game. You don't want to sit double digits in this quarter if you're Parkwood.
Vincent's got to do something here.
Yeah, I agree.
Left wing over to Paul Hill. 40 seconds to go.
They seem almost overly.
McKinney a three. Short.
Yeah,
rebound
tired.
Cook. Cook will push. Cook. Right wing. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Skip to Younger. Rise. Fire. Three. No. Rebound by Paul Hill.
Probably not the shot they wanted there.
Parkwood wants one shot.
I don't know.
Christensen. Back up top. 17. Paul Hill going to drive, hang, and a foul.
Yeah, he reached his hand down.
He did, but
very
he,
in
he,
there.
He
was initiating.
He initiated the contact.
He was, but then right at that very last
foul
minute.
Foul on Cook, right? I mean, is that.
Like,
I mean,
the whole way he's doing this, but then right at the very end when he, like.
Up and good for Paul Hill. So when you get home, tell Aiden don't hang on him.
Yeah.
Because that's what Larry Legend says. Yeah. Nope, he already got the ball. Oh, see, that's a rule I don't like.
It was close. It was, yeah.
Najee and Ellison. Ellison and Najee out. 13.7, 53-45, 8-point lead. Up and no good. Rebound by McKinney couldn't save it. Out of bounds, Weddington ball.
See, I'd get McKinney and Vincent out right now just for that. Even though it's only 12 seconds, I'd parlay it with the bench, you know, the quarter
break.
Well,
then you got to put Netherland in. He's got four fouls.
Yeah.
Younger, seven. And a foul by Vincent.
That's a bad – no, that's a good foul. Right, that's only three. That's a good foul.
I don't agree with the call.
Well, I don't either really, but it's a good foul.
No, I agree with you there. I don't think he wanted to foul him.
I'd foul him again. If I – when they get it inbounds, I'd give him about two more seconds and I'd foul him. I'd go foul him right now.
Younger. Drive. Hang. Shot. Glass. Good.
Yeah, he made that easy. They got to guard
and
him.
At the end of three quarters of play, it's a 10-point Warrior lead. 55-45. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Last 8 minutes of regulation are on the clock. Warriors up 10. 55-45. This is the biggest lead they've had all game.
So we are tied at half, right?
Yes, sir.
So, you know, they outscored them by 10, obvious, Mr. Obvious here. And I said coming in that it was going to come down to the stars, I'm saying in air quotes. In that quarter, Grant Hamilton scored 11 points. He's got 23. Younger scored 9 points. He now has 14. Ellison with 8. Cook with 4. Zepp with 6. On Parkwood's side, McKinney now 13. Vincent 23. But Vincent had 20 at half, so they held him to 3 in that quarter.
Into the backcourt, Parkwood with the basketball. Paul Hill with it. Johnson right wing along with Vincent, McKinney, and Christensen. Left side back to Paul Hill. Left wing Christensen. Back up top to Paul Hill. Paul Hill, spin, hang. Wild shot, but he banked it at 9:30 on a Tuesday.
Little bit of luck there.
The deposit goes through. Zepp right wing, 55-47. Mason with it. Back up top to Cook. Cook, guarded by Johnson, skipped over to Ellison, on the block to Najee, back to Ellison, a long three, no good, rebound by Johnson.
I don't think that's the shot they want.
No, sir. Over to Vincent. Vincent will push quickly. Left wing over to Christensen, on the block to McKinney, Cam, turn shot, got it, and the foul, that'll be on Zepp.
Probably got to get Grant right back in there. Yeah, there he goes. That is Zepp's third, I believe. Yeah. I mean, what an answer by Parkwood coming out. What
Zepp
an
staying in.
Yes.
Ellison out. Hamilton in.
What an answer. I mean, again, you know, come out and score potentially the first 5 points right here and cut it to a 5-point game.
McKinney up and good.
Yeah. McKinney's having a game.
55-50 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Younger going to bring it up now. Vincent gets a screen, and now McKinney picks up Younger. KJ, offensive foul called on KJ Younger.
That's the third on Younger. What a start to this quarter.
Dropped the left shoulder was the explanation to Coach Ellington.
What did you think there?
I thought it was.
I kind of do too. I mean, I definitely think that he initiated the contact. I think it's either a charge or a no call. Oh my. Secrets are no fun.
If he's gonna initiate the contact, I get that, but we are not in a position to make that call, you know, like where we're sitting.
Why does he keep telling secrets?
I don't know.
I just don't understand why he keeps going over.
Unless there's something going on with the end of the bench.
I don't know, but then I think you got to come over and say a warning on the bench or something. I mean, I don't know.
Christensen a long three. Ill-advised air ball.
I just think it's odd. I've never seen an official go and whisper multiple times. Like, I don't know. All right, anyways, back to the game.
6:40 to go here. Younger brings it up left to right. Vincent over to Cook now. Cook with it. Aiden with a screen from Najee. McKinney on him. Cook a pull up, no. Rebound, Zepp battles for it. It'll be on Zepp.
Yeah, and I don't think that's really the time they wanted Cook to take that three. Wait, my mistake. All right. That's his fourth. That's a it's huge gonna, call against
it's
Parkwood.
Be on Parkwood. On Paul Hill when Zepp was behind him wearing number 10 as well.
And that was Paul Hill's four. So
same
huge.
Guys did JV? No. Najee with it. Cook, right wing, drive, hang. Oh, blocked God. And a foul was called on Christensen.
Yeah. I mean, McKinney
put him in
had
the boards
block,
on that one.
Yeah.
Little NHL.
Now,
hip check.
I don't know if Coach realizes that Paul Hill and Netherland both have four. They're both in, correct? Or am I
Netherland
missing
is not in.
Oh, okay, okay.
Paul Hill, Vincent, Christian, Brooklyn, Johnson, and McKinney.
Okay.
First free throw is good.
First one is good for Cook. It's 56-50.
He's got five on the night. I've got five steals and four assists to go
Netherland
along with
is in now.
Okay.
Paul
and
Hill
Paul
comes out.
He's gone then. That's his fifth. That'll be five.
Foul on white 10.
That'll be five. That'll be five personal then. That's his.
Let's make sure they. I mean, we're
well,
not.
Look.
Oh, I understand that. We've experienced that before. Cook up and good.
I just leave him there. He's shooting them. I just leave him there.
Yeah. He did say something. I don't know if it was. I'm sure it was directed to the ref, or the ref felt it was. Second one is good for Cook.
The third one, actually. He made all three. I mean the.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was.
Yeah. I don't know what he said to him. Do you?
No, but, you know, I've seen Bull Durham.
And Cook at all
there
four.
There are certain words you can't say to officials.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Let alone in high school.
But
he said something.
A little bit surprised, didn't he? I don't know.
Well, I think it goes back to that foul that was not called. It was on him instead of Zepp.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a bad call, no doubt about it. And now this is big because they get the ball back. So you had Cook with the two free throws, Cook with two technicals, and now Weddington gets it here. This could be a 6 or 7 point play right here. When it was a what, 5 point game?
Yes, five. It was five.
Wait, they didn't put all the points up there, though. It was 55-50. He hit four free throws. What? Is that not right?
Younger. Baseline. Hang. Shot. Glass. Good. Christensen right wing. Over to Johnson. Johnson with it. Now back to Christensen. Right side. Back to Vincent. Vincent. He's going to have to do something here. Step back. A long three.
Yeah,
no
good.
Rebound kept alive. Hamilton. No. Netherlands got it. Fall away. No. Rebound. Hamilton. Grant. Right wing. McKinney on him. Pull up a long two. Rebound by Vincent. Stolen away. Now back by Parkwood. Netherland has it. Left side to McKinney. Johnson back up top to Vincent. Hang. Blocked
nice
by
block.
Cook. Over to Najee. Parkwood's running out of gas.
They are. They played a heck of a game. They really battled.
5:10
oh,
to
geez.
Go. Almost stolen away. Cook's there to get it, though. Cook, drive. Out of bounds off of Parkwood. It'll stay. Weddington ball.
It'll stay with the Warriors. Back in for the Warriors, number one, Jack Ellison.
I'm not. I'm on the air. Ellison left side over to Cook. Post. Younger and a late call, but a call nonetheless. It's a blocking call. I believe it'll be on McKinney.
Was it on the shot or not?
Foul number 11, Cam McKinney.
That's only his second.
His second, team's fourth.
I'm going to wish him a happy birthday at a road game. 4:58 to go here. 10-point lead. Ellison will trigger it. Going to go all the way up top to Hamilton.
Uh-oh.
Grant. A three. No good. Rebound Vincent.
He missed an open one there. He's been hitting all night.
Got to take advantage of these spots. On the block. Brad Johnson is good on the alley-oop. 4:45 to go.
They're not going away. 8-point game. 4:40 left.
Right wing to Hamilton. Guarded by Christensen. Baseline. Hesitation. Drive. Hang. Glass.
Jeez, that's where he's become so much tougher. when he can do that.
The defender was Johnson. Got froze. He didn't know what to do.
That's 25 for him tonight.
McKinney, baseline pull-up, 12, long. Rebound by Hamilton.
Yeah, Aiden had a good block out there that helped with that rebound.
Younger a three. Got it.
Is that from Hamilton?
Yes, sir. 65-52. This is where it looks like they're going to drop it in fourth.
Danger time right now. I don't know, Parkway, what you can do.
Left side over to Johnson. Up top to Vincent. Vincent with it. Now to McKinney. A long two. No good. Rebound by Younger.
Yeah,
they're rushing it there.
Yeah, you don't want Cam shooting jump shots right now because he's tired. I mean, you know, he's worked hard. He's played hard. He's got to go to the basket.
Najee to Hamilton. A three for Grant. No good. Rebound by McKinney. Johnson back to Vincent with 3:30 to go. Vincent, drive, hang. Got it.
Oh, man. That's 25 for him, I believe.
65-54, 11-point lead. Hamilton with it up top. Now to between the keys. Now to Ellison. Younger with it, left wing. Drive. Lost it out of bounds. Parkwood ball.
Shouldn't force that. You know, there's no reason to force it. Like Coach Ellington's saying, move the ball, move the ball.
Up top to Vincent with 3 minutes to go in the contest. McKinney got pushed. And the foul is going to be on Ellison.
That is Ellison's first.
Timeout, Weddington, full timeout at the 3 minute mark in the game. 65-54 Warriors. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only, claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Yeah, right.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside to Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Who's that sexy thing I see over there? That's me, standing in the mirror. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. You're going to look at the home book.
Yep. Yeah.
They got all four? Do they have all four? Okay.
That's why there's a point missing on the board.
They inbound it to McKinney up top. Guard, over to Vincent. Guard.
I tried to tell him.
McKinney on the block, up glass and good. Yeah, but we're not official, Ryan.
I tried to tell them.
But, I mean, and they're not the home book?
No, but they can correct it. Early. I mean, if you get it right away, no one did.
Not now.
No, he can't now.
Younger through the lane. Tied up. Ooh.
I agree.
Jump ball is called. Yeah. I'm not saying it was bad. It's just like. So it should be 60.
It didn't. I mean, like you say, it didn't matter.
I know.
Yeah, it didn't matter now. That's official.
We're going to Max Preps or Huddle. Cook fouled by McKinney, I believe, or Vincent. From behind. It'll be on Vincent.
It's his second.
Now we got to watch, make sure he makes these, or at least what he does with them. Hey, birthday boy. Happy birthday to Jaden Najee, 17. Cook up and good.
First free throw is good. Back in for the Warriors, number 11, Jaden Najee.
2:32 to go here, 11 point lead. Cook, the second one is good.
think that's 10 for him, but
I believe I saw those. But
I think the book. I think the book's going to have him for 9.
I think the home book. I think the away book may have the correct score. Left wing over to Netherland, up top to Vincent. 12-point lead here. Vincent's got to do something. Drive, hang.
Oh,
blocked
gee.
By Cook. Holy moly.
He got up there.
Jumping ability from his mother, of course.
Of course.
Cook will bring it across the timeline. Left wing to Younger. KJ yep. is called for steps.
Travel call.
Ellison in, Younger out.
And I agree with the frustration, and I love that he's that Coach Ellington's correcting it. You know that, like, that what? Did she not speak up?
Okay. Look, I'm not doing this.
I mean, he looked at me, but I mean, I'm not.
He knew something was up.
Well, she said she agreed, I guess. Well, then did they change it or what? Wait, what? I don't know.
Vincent, no good. Rebound by McKinney. I know you want to do this.
No, but I'm just, what did he just say? Did he say?
He said he missed a technical. I think he fixed
well, then,
it on the board.
That's what I was asking.
I think he did. Right, but you're asking me. Inbound, stolen away.
Oh,
Cook
my.
Gets it to Hamilton. Up to Najee. Now to Ellison. Hamilton on the block. Turn, shot, glass. Good.
27, I think.
70 to 56.
But they needed this from Hamilton tonight.
Back up top, Vincent. Lost his dribble. The little floater through the lane. No good. Rebound by Hamilton.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean, this Parkwood team did come in ready to play tonight.
I'll tell you what. If this is how they're going to play in the Rocky River, they'll challenge.
Yeah.
They'll challenge with the Monroe.
Monroe.
They will challenge with Forest Hills.
Yeah. Wait, is that Piedmont now, too, or not?
Piedmont is in. They're in there, too, but they've in my opinion, they got one kid.
Right.
Leaks.
Yeah.
Who's really done well, but he doesn't have a lot of help.
Right.
Cook with it up top. Under a minute to go in the contest. 14-point lead. Throws it out of bounds. He gets that from his dad. Substitutions coming in. Nehemiah Green and Staten come in for Parkwood. 49.8 seconds to go.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a late one.
9:46. Is that real?
Left side. Green with it. No, that's Jeff Oppong who just checked in as well. Staten, baseline, pull up. An 18-footer, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. 30 seconds to go. This may be the final scores, Coach.
What's that?
It'll be the final score, it looks like.
I would think so.
Round the perimeter here, Cook and Hamilton.
I like in travel ball how at this point they blow the whistle and just say the game's over.
Do they really?
They really do. Like if you're just holding it and they're not fouling, they just blow the whistle.
Hamilton's down to 10, but these are official.
I mean, I not really probably what you should do, but.
Back at it. Cook. Friday night, Hickory Ridge at Sun Valley. We'll bring it to you. It's a final. Weddington wins 70-56. From Matt Aver, Ryan Cook saying so long.
So long.
Have a good night.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another.